Listener Production.
Hi there, I'm Alicia McFarlane. A rainfall record has been smashed, with more than 70 mils falling until 9 a.m. across Perth and surrounding areas. The cleanup continues after localised flooding in some suburbs, the SES receiving hundreds of calls for help since last night. While the wet weather has also forced the WA Day Festival in Burswood to close early. Pressure on the incoming Premier to reverse a recent decision. The state opposition wants Roger Cook to stop construction of WA's new Women's and Babies Hospital in Murdoch within the Fiona Stanley Hospital precinct. Liberal leader Libby Metem says there are recommendations it should be built closer to Perth Children's Hospital.
It's extraordinary how this decision was made. There are very real concerns raised by clinicians about the impact.
A New South Wales woman convicted of killing her four children has been officially pardoned. Kathleen Folbig has walked away free after serving the last 20 years in prison. It follows a recent inquiry which heard fresh evidence her children may have died of natural causes. Potential industrial relations changes are back in the spotlight, which could result in labour hire workers earning the same as full-time staff. Business and industry groups are joining forces to fight the so-called same job, same pay legislation. The Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry's Andrew McKellar fears it could hurt the workforce.
There are issues here around recognition of people's experience and also their productivity, which are at the core of our current system.
In sport, Fremantle's Michael Walters has signed a contract extension until the end of 2025, days after Nat Five also put pen to paper on a new deal. Walters says he's keen to work with his team's younger players.
I'm really enjoying working with those young players, especially the forwards. It's exciting. I'm happy to teach them as much as I know and try and get them excited about their careers because, like I said, they've got a long time here.
And West Coast is sorry for posting on social media about Collingwood's Jordan Dugowie being referred directly to the AFL Tribunal after their weekend match.